sometimes we go into these situations thinking that we're going to get in trouble, you know, like that there's something that we're doing that's wrong. And really what my counseling session has been is permission. It has given me permission to pay attention to whatever is hurting. So what will help you with this is maybe realizing that this is a positive thing and that you're going to walk away with something like a lighter load. That is what it's been for me each time. It's been such a positive, uplifting thing that I can walk away and go, you know what? I'm going to be just fine. And that is worth it to me.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Hey, fourth chair friends. This week, we are giving you a behind the scenes scoop on counseling. And we thought this would be fun to talk about because I'm a licensed counselor.
Yes.
Susie is married to a licensed counselor.
Yes.
And Jennifer is in counseling.
Yes, I am.
And I've gone to counseling lots too. She's definitely not the only one.
You know, I remember whenever my children, because my daughter is also a counselor, teaches counseling, and my son-in-law is a counselor, my husband's a counselor. When everybody was going through school, they used me as the guinea pig. We all are bringing a different angle to this, and I love that. Well, today's confession question is, if someone close to you recommended you go to counseling, how would you respond?
Do you have $100 to back me up? Could you sponsor me for a few of those visits? No. I think that typically our first response to that is negative. Like if I'm honest, if someone says you need to go to counseling, it depends really on how they say it.
And so who's saying it.
And who's saying it and how close and how much they love me.
And what you just did that prompted the conversation.
I mean, I think if you're going to say that to someone, you better make some love deposits, you know, like you really do.
You have to earn that.
You have to earn that right to say that. But I think if you table it as, you know what, I have gone to counseling and this has worked for me. And so this might be something that helps you in the season. I think how we say it and how we present it to everybody, I think that's the biggie on that. So I think that maybe in the past I would have responded negatively and thought, well, what did I do, you know, that was a failure? But I think that sometimes that's the most loving option because my friend is saying, you know what, I'm unqualified to walk you through this. This is deeper. When you think of it that way, if someone loves you enough to say, you know what, I want to be there for you, but I think that this is something that you and Jesus and a counselor might need to work through.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah. You don't want the type of friend, like when you got a broken leg, they're like, let me get the duct tape and a stick and we will take care of it. Like,
I got you, boo.
You know?
Yeah.
They'd be like, go to the doctor.
Yes.
Like, so that's how I see it when someone says, go to counseling. It's like, if you have a broken leg, you know, you don't want me messing with that.
No. Because, you are unqualified.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe it's because I am a counselor, but if someone tells me I need to go to counseling, I get excited because I like it so much.
Yeah.
I'd say I would literally rather go to a session than a spa.
Yeah.
Like it's spa for my soul. And so maybe it's because as a counselor, like I've seen it from the other side.
Yeah, you have.
And whenever someone walks through my door, I don't think, oh, here comes someone with a problem or someone who can't handle life. I think, wow, every single person in this world has something that could probably send them to counseling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very few people are brave enough to actually do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think this is one of the bravest people that I've probably encountered. Mm-hmm. It takes tremendous strength to say, I'm going to get the help I need.
Yeah.
And I am confident that they're going to be able to work through it.
Right.
Like, you know, and so my role is just the privilege of coming alongside them in that process. Mm-hmm. And I would say I learned more from my clients or just as much as they probably would say they did from me. And so that's how I view it. I know a lot of people who maybe never been to counseling. That's one thing they think, you know, if I go in, my counselor's going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
actually the opposite. Yeah. If someone is in that field, it is not because they're interested in working with crazy people.
Right.
They are interested in working with courageous right. people.
Yeah. That's really good.
And I think it's really important that we kind of remove the stigma of shame and going. Because I think, absolutely. Like Holly said, she gets excited about it. And recently, I just started going back to counseling. And I'm an overachiever. So I went in there and I sat down with this sweet lady, and she is just a godsend. And I said, I'm an overachiever and working through my junk. So here's where I'm at. And I hit the highlights like a bullet point. I'm like, I'm going to help you. Help me, you know? But I think that it's been such a good thing. And I'm proud. I'm proud that I'm doing this. So it doesn't have to be a negative thing. It doesn't have to be anything that you yeah. take shame into the equation. You do not have to do that. It is a good, good, healthy thing.
Yeah. You go to counseling when you have something in your life that you're stuck. You've done yeah. all you can do. And just like we don't cut our own hair, hopefully we've all, some of us have tried to yeah. like, you know, cut our own bangs or had the home perm experience. Yes. So we don't want that. So, you know, we're at a place where like, I've done everything I can on this issue and I want someone to come alongside me. So you're ready.
Yeah.
So you're going in there and your counselor's job is not exploratory surgery. No. Like, just lay on the table and we'll poke around with a knife and see what we find.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a tumor. Let's take it out. You know, yeah. like that yeah. is not how it is. Uh-uh. Like, you will yeah. tell your counselor, this is what I want to work on. This is where I'm willing to go.
Yeah.
And they will just walk alongside you. We are actually told in grad school, do not give advice.
Yeah.
That is not your job. And yeah. do not like work harder than your client. Don't dig around for stuff. Like just yeah. listen to what they want. Mm-hmm. It's like having a personal trainer.
Yeah. Because
you know? The client still has to do the work. You just have someone to kind of say, okay, I know that if you do, you know, crunches instead of sit-ups, right. you're going to get the result you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and thinking about what's going to help us kind of get over our initial fear, something that I want to share for me recently is that sometimes we go into these situations thinking that we're going to get in trouble, you know, like that there's something that we're doing that's wrong. And really what my counseling session has been is permission. It has given me permission to pay attention to whatever is hurting. So what will help you with this is maybe realizing that this is a positive thing and that you're going to walk away with something like a lighter load. That is what it's been for me each time. It's been such a positive, uplifting thing that I can walk away and go, you know what? I'm going to be just fine. And that is worth it to me.
Yeah. I think figuring out what are the myths I've maybe believed about counseling.
Yeah.
And then what's the truth? Like, you know, that I should be able to do it on my own. We've covered mm-hmm. that there are certain things you should not do yourself, like fix your broken leg or, you know, cut your own hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not true. And then that your counselor is going to be somehow trying to find your most painful places and poke them.
Yeah.
That's also not true.
Yes.
You tell your counselor what you want to work on.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, most counseling is not long term. The average is 6 sessions. So
that's good to know.
That's good, you know, to know too. 6 sessions is about average. Then once mm-hmm. you have an established relationship with your counselor, you might decide to go back in another couple yeah. years or something. That's kind of how I handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to counseling for a couple years now, but I know that there's someone in my life that if I need to go back, yeah. I can. And also just knowing that going to counseling doesn't mean that you aren't going to be the one to do the work. Or that you're not going to have to rely on Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, no counselor can produce transformation. Right. Only Jesus can.
Yeah.
And no counselor can do the work for you. Like I said, with the personal trainer example, like mm-hmm. Jillian Michaels is not going to be lifting your weights. Like
she's
going to help you.
She's going to scream in your face.
Figure out what to do. But, you know, when you're going to counseling, like you are still doing the work. It's not opting out in any way. It's yeah. just knowing how to do it more efficiently and yeah. effectively in a way that leads to healing rather than injury. Because, you know, too, if you work out in the wrong way, you can injure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you work out emotionally in the wrong way, some of us can injure ourselves too.
Yeah.
So those are just a few of them. But I would say if you've been thinking about it and you're still, you know, concerned, find someone who's gone to counseling or yeah. talk to a counselor and say, is this true? You know, is this mm-hmm. what this is really about? Yeah. And I think that can help.
I don't know who my husband's clients are because that's not something he shares with me, nor should he, because it is such a beautiful private relationship between a client and a counselor. But sometimes I guess they think I know because I'll have somebody come up out of the blue, and this happened recently, is a woman came up and she put her hands on my shoulders and she said, "Your husband has so helped my husband and I through a really hard place. And I just want to thank you." And I didn't know who she was, and I assumed, of course. But she went on to say, you know, here's some things that really have happened that God has used counseling to just heal us. And that made me, as Richard's wife, want to just pray for him, because he sees this as a ministry of strength and cooperation as people talk about those things and they work through them and they are no longer stuck. And that's what I was hearing her say.
Yeah.
We're no longer stuck.
And then you carry on, you know?
And we're not. And now we're going on. And so it shows me the beauty of what can happen in counseling.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked through kind of the big picture thing, but if someone's listening and wants some practical application, this is a little trickier for this topic.
Yeah, it is.
It's tough.
I guess maybe sharing some, Jennifer, you and I have been to counseling.
Yes.
Maybe a practical way it has helped us. And you shared a way that it helped, you know, one of Richard's clients.
Yeah. So I think for me, what I have walked away with is better tools. You know, like I was going through something hard and I just needed to look at it a little bit differently. And I needed a few tools. I needed a few phrases to say to the people that love me to kind of help me. So I think it's all about tools. Like, I just feel like I'm more equipped to handle what I'm going through right now.
And a question people often ask me is, how do we even find a counselor? You know?
Yeah.
So I would say you start by asking for recommendations, mm-hmm. if you feel comfortable doing that, from people who know you well and know the counselors in your community. But the beautiful thing about our age of technology is counselors can now be distance licensed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are websites where you can go, and if you search find a counselor, it'll take you there. You can find one based on, like, if you wanted a Christian counselor, you can look at their background, how they were trained, their philosophy on mental health and healing and all of those things. Then you can do sessions by phone, by video, by chat. Mm-hmm. You could have a counselor anywhere in the world, really,
right,
and do it at any time that works for you, even from your own home. And so really, there aren't a lot of barriers anymore, mm-hmm. to going to counseling. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ones that used to be there are gone. So yeah, so a lot of people don't know that, but you can do it any way that works for you now. Well, we have enjoyed having this conversation with you. I hope you have enjoyed it too. I know that it's something that sometimes it's hard to talk about, and that's what we are all about on More Than Small Talk, is taking those things that we can be hesitant to ask and being those good girlfriends that you can say, "Hey, you know, I want to ask you something." So that is why we tackled this topic. And we also love partnering with organizations that help women in other ways, like Encourage. That's Encourage with an I-N at the start of it. And I think, you know, counseling is great for those intense times in your life and when you're stuck. But we also just need that daily encouragement, you know, just getting up every day and having something that reminds us of truth, reminds us of who we are, reminds us of what God says about us. And I think that's preventative. And it's also great maintenance, you know, in our healing process. And a resource that we love for that is Encourage's new 40-day devotional called Women of Courage. And from now through November 7th, if you buy one of the devos on dayspring.com or lifeway.com, you get a second book for free, plus a free greeting card. So maybe even as you've listened to this episode, you've thought, you know, I have a friend who's struggling, or I'm struggling and I'd like to have someone, you know, hold me accountable as I'm going to counseling or following up on what I learned there. And so maybe you can think of one other person that you could order this book, and you keep one and she gets one, and you do a 40-day challenge together. Just send a text or something and say, "Hey, do you want to be a woman of courage with me?" And of course, we want to be women of courage with you. We love coming alongside you in the happy times of your life, but also the hard ones. And we are in all those with you.
Well, join us at the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. We can't wait to get to know you even better.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.